Welcome to Unwiring and Rewiring Your Brain, your new daily ritual, and we are going to go ahead and dive on in. So we looked at the tale of two root systems, right? And we talked about how we want to go from right now where the soil is unnourished and unhealthy and start nourishing healthy soil. And we want to go from right now where the roots are dry and unhealthy to nourished and healthy roots. And we want to go from right now where there's no fruits, or maybe there's weeds or rotten fruit, to growing fruit that is alive and abundant and delicious, right? And fruit that you want to be growing, right? So what I'm about to share has two purposes. One is I'm going to give you like your cheat sheet and secret sauce and magic recipe for jumpstarting this process. That is what your daily ritual is. And it will literally set this whole tree up for success from the bottom up. But also, the other purpose is to help you really understand the underground workings of what's going to be happening in the first phase of the program, the unwire, rewire section. And this video is going to ensure that you hit the ground running into phase one, okay? In other words, this ritual is the soil, and it's going to set you up to unwire and rewire the inside of your brain, your nervous system, your self-image in three ways, okay? So the three things that you're going to learn, they work together like this beautiful magic recipe that you can just wash, rinse, and repeat in the background of your life every single day. And I'm going to lay out the entire thing in this video. So let's continue with this plant and tree metaphor. So your brain already has a garden of beliefs. You've been picking them up since you were small. So beliefs where you're not good enough or smart enough or pretty enough, or maybe you're not worthy of love and happiness and belonging, or maybe beliefs that you're too much for some people, like too bright, too emotional, too much work, maybe a failure, like you're a success at everything except for your body or loving yourself. And then there's those micro beliefs that come alongside or on top of others. So things like eating has to be stressful, or those body shaming ones like I'm fat, or maybe the I don't finish what I start belief. Like these are all beliefs that don't go away on their own, because again, I could just give you all of the tools and structures and the strategies, but if we don't identify all those weeds in the garden of your self-image, you will end up right back where you are right now, because you can't outsmart or outdiet or outperform that. So we've got to not just plant new seeds, but make sure we're laying down the fertile soil for which it can grow and flourish, because we need healthy soil to plant those new seeds in, okay? So before we dive into the actual content of the actual ritual itself, I want to talk to you about the intent that shapes the content. Because if you've ever been part of a program that tells you to do something every day, you know, sometimes it just ends up falling into that category of doing it because we should, or we're supposed to, or we don't do it very long because we never bought into it. Or we end up putting it into the category of a chore or a burden instead of something that we're intentionally doing because we're so committed to what it's going to give us. So I want to nip that in the butt right now. So this daily ritual, the way I describe it is this. If someone offered you the equivalent of a magic pill that took you about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a day, so like minimal investment, but you knew that with consistency, it would totally transform your life. If it took you from feeling stressed out, anxious, or bogged down in your thoughts, and turned you into a peaceful, calm, drama-free version of yourself, would you take the pill every day, right? If it took you from living in shame and blame and comparisonitis to acceptance and peace and a sense of comfort in who you are and what's ahead, would you take the pill every single day? And if it took your brain from waking up and going to bed thinking about what you're not doing, who you're not being, and what you're disappointed in yourself about, to actually feeling proud of yourself, grateful for what you do have, and knowing that you are on your way to changing all the things that you really want to uplevel, like knowing that your brain could and knew how to make this stuff happen, would you take the pill every single day? And that's what this is. I don't want you to think of it like a daily ritual or a chore. I want you to think of it like your magic pill that literally unbrainwashes you of all the toxicity and garbage and brainwashes you with all the stuff that empowers you and sets you free, okay? I want you to think of it like the incremental process where we unwire that bad stuff that's not serving you and rewire the good, okay? So we already talked about how we're a product of the following three things. So first, our state, like the frequency that we're operating, like how we're feeling moment to moment, day to day, and the response that it's eliciting on a mind, body, brain level. And so you saw this firsthand in the Tale of Two Cookies, because you know every thought has a frequency, physiologically, mentally, emotionally, all of it. our recipes. So whatever it is that we're feeding ourselves. And remember, we become whatever we practice. So this is whatever you're practicing and doing. It's your actions, habits, behaviors. So is your recipe contributing to your life, or is it taking away from your life? And is it the recipe that you want your brain to be good at? And our stories, the collective account of whatever stories we either heard about ourselves or we told ourselves to or about ourselves. And this is what I mean by self-image and your identity. So I want you to think about it. Like, what collective story are you telling yourself? And is it a bitch story, aka is your inner critic narrating? Or is it a love story, one where you get to win or one where you always lose? Okay. So we become whatever we practice. And this is the machine or filter that our day-to-day lives are run through. And this becomes our reality. And again, you feed the machine one thing and it spits out another, right? And I can say with 100% certainty, like, this is hands down every single time, influencing this machine will cause a massive shift in your experience of your life. And again, I believe, and I'm talking about mind, body, brain, like not just transform, but like, or not just change, I should say, but transform your life kind of change. You have to change one or all of the following, okay? And the question becomes, what are you feeding, right? So that's why this daily ritual is so flipping potent and powerful and transformational, because it radically influences all three of those things. And just like everything that I teach, it's going to keep getting easier the more you practice it. And you're going to keep getting better at it the more you do it, so that it just becomes who you are. Because not only does this ritual create positive neuro associations, which you'll learn a lot about, but we will be doing it in a way that's considered minimums, not maximums, to your brain. Because here's what I'm telling you, ladies, the tiniest tweaks and changes can and will have a massive payoff for you, but only if you are consistent. It's those massive changes, and like when you overhaul your whole life, the 0 to 60 mentality, that keep you from getting that consistency and getting those reps. And honestly, you'll just never get there, right? So that's why we must work in minimums, not maximums. And I know it's a really big shift in your thinking, because again, everyone's telling you the opposite, but it's one thing that is crucial that you take on and own. And trust me when I say it will positively impact every part of your life. Okay. And that's where your daily ritual comes into play. So I'm going to start walking you through all three of these elements right now. Okay. And that starts with your state. Okay. So here's what we're talking about here, right? You remember the tale of two cookies, right? When I eat with freedom and permission and choice, there's that relaxed, you know, cascade. And then the opposite, if my thoughts about cookies are guilt and shame and just drama, it's going to be that really stressed out cascade. In other words, it's not the cookie, right? It's your thoughts about the cookie, right? And the same is true for your breath. So the tale of two breaths, if I'm breathing relaxed and at ease and calm, bam, it's that healthy, really, it's a healthy cascade. And then when I'm stressed and uneasy, my nervous system knows, and it's that sympathetic fight or flight cascade, and it really is an unhealthy cascade, okay? So again, it's not just what you're doing, it's not just how you're, you know, breathing, or I should say it is how you're breathing, because every breath has an energy, right? It's chemical, it's physical and metaphysical. Every inhale and exhale is one repetition, and that is the state that your nervous system is practicing, right? So that's the first part of your recipe. What are you feeding? Is your nervous system relaxed, or is your nervous system nervous? Okay. And remember, a nervous system creates that downward cascade. So is your brain being nourished with oxygen, or is it suffocating with toxicity? And remember, it's happening either way. So you have to start influencing this little by little, moment by moment, day by day. And bottom line, every single day, I just want you to go change your state and change the state in your nervous system. And I'm going to teach you how to do that specifically. So there's guided audios and videos in your resource library, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. But before I go any further, I do just want to really make this disclaimer. Like, if you're one of those people that are like, Leanne, I've tried this, I've tried meditation, I can't get my mind to relax or sit still, I have that monkey mind. Me too. Okay. I was like the world's worst meditator. So don't worry, I've got you. I teach you three different ways that anyone can handle to start teaching your brain to get in the parasympathetic or rest and digest part of your brain. It's foolproof. So again, any woman can do it, even if you were like me and couldn't meditate for the life of you. And with this, it doesn't matter how you do it. You just need to pick one or more. You can use all of the ways that I teach you to connect in some way to your relaxed or parasympathetic nervous system. Because the big thing here is this: it's not about doing it for the sake of doing it, okay? It's about little by little changing your default state. And I'm telling you, it will transform if you get in the reps. So if you think like, you know, this is just how I am, or if you like, if you think you're just an anxious person or you just worry a lot, no, you've just practiced worrying. You've just practiced being anxious, and your nervous system has practiced that. So you don't have to live as an anxious, reactive person. You can take ownership of it, and it starts by taking ownership of your nervous system. So again, little by little, day by day, practicing getting your nervous system in a peaceful and healthy state. And I can't stress this enough, how simple yet important it really is. But it's also super easy to skip because it's so simple and it doesn't take very long. But again, this is the brainwashing that I'm referring to. Like, is your nervous system relaxed or is it nervous? And, you know, remember, it is happening either way. So you've got to start influencing it, or your brain will be working against you as you're doing everything else. Okay. So this is a fundamental part of rewiring your brain and nervous system. Okay. So that's the first part of this new recipe of brainwashing your brain. You're literally teaching your nervous system how to live in a relaxed place and getting rid of so much toxicity, and just replacing it with nourishment. And one more thing I just want to say is, like, if you're thinking, well, I am a pretty laid back person, or I'm relaxed already, then that's cool. But you're missing out on the possible benefits of how optimized your nervous system can be. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, don't ignore this. It's a game changer no matter who or where you are. Okay. And again, don't underestimate the power of doing this small thing every single day. I know it's easy to skip.